Senator Johnson, Representative Comedia, members of the committee. My name is David Cousins. I'm president of the Maine Lobsterman Association, and as a lobsterman, we have a direct link to this, and I've been concerned about this for 5 or 6 years. I guess I was one of the first ones to start working on this. I heard about it from Mark Green a long time ago, and it scared me. And the more I've delved into it, the more it scares me. I have 3 sons that make their living from this industry, from lobstering. I have a vested interest in hoping that the lobster industry stays productive. We don't really know the effects of ocean acidification on lobsters. We do know the effects on shellfish, clams, and it's not positive. I don't believe it's going to be positive on lobsters either. As long as the industrialized nations of the world are using fossil fuels to run their economies, it's going to get worse. And as you've heard, I'm not going to quote all the science because they're a lot better than I am, but we've had a 30% increase in ocean acidification in the last 100 years. That's scary. The ocean has been a buffer for millions of years. The pH has not changed. In the last 200 years, it's changed. And it's because of CO2 in the atmosphere coming down and creating carbonic acid, which you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out the reason why. And you are a rocket scientist, well, that's good. So you already know. So I'm preaching to the choir. So I think this is a great idea. I think we need to know. We aren't going to stop ocean acidification in my lifetime or anyone's in here lifetime. But what we can do is hopefully understand how we can mitigate it and all coexist with it. And that's why we're for this committee. Is we need answers of what potential impacts can have to the resources and how we can live with it. That's it.
Thank you, Dave. Are there any questions from the committee? Thank you.
Thank you.